But I know they'd make it out and put that in the sun, let it dry. And then you could keep it then till you wanted to use it. And then whenever you made up bread, you had to keep a piece of that dough then and let it dry for the next time.
Oh, just keep that on.
No, you didn't use it. You took that piece of dough and worked it just as stiff as you could work it with cornmeal and put it out, make it in cakes and put it out and let it dry and use one of them cakes.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
I see. So you always had a supply of, and did you have anything that was made out of, in a deep dish, out of apples or peaches or something like that, or do you still have that? Usually, it was a pretty deep dish, and
they called it a deep dish pie, but I don't make it in a deep dish. I make it in a pan, so it don't take it so long to cook.
Would they ever, does the word cobbler sound familiar?
Oh, yeah, that's what they call it.
That's what they call it.
Cobbler pies.
What they call it, cobbler pie.
Those are made then in the little pans. All little pans, inch deep or so, that's called pan pies.
Now that wouldn't be as deep as...
That wouldn't be as deep as the cobbler.
I see. The cobbler would be...
And with a layer or two of... dumplings between
So it'd be quite a dish then.
It's good, all right.
And how about something that you'd put over a pudding or a something sweet, liquid that you pour over something to sweeten it up?
Sauce.
Any sauce?
Make a sauce.
Somebody told me that he used to call that gravy. Did you ever hear that?
Some of them called it gravy, and it's thick, about like thickened gravy.
Different people had different names for such a thing as that. Mm-hmm.
Some called it gravy.
Most of them in this neighborhood call it one thing, get out into another neighborhood, and the same thing be called something else.
That's what makes this interesting. So
that's about the way it went.
If anything comes to your mind here while I'm asking these questions, I appreciate your your telling me. How about the fish that you'd use? You've told me about going fishing. In later years, did you ever use much seafood? Little things you buy during the months that have R in them? Did you ever have those? Any different kinds?
I don't believe so.
Any kinds of things like oysters, shrimp?
We don't ever use any oysters and shrimp. I never eat a shrimp in my life.
I see.
But I have eat oysters, but we don't use them. They're too high for us.
Too high price.
Too high price for us.
We're going.
We have to get into low quarters. But now we eat mackerel here pretty often.
Mackerel.
Yes.
And when my mother was growing up, all the mackerel or fish they get would be salt, be cured in salt. They'd buy it out of a barrel.
We buy canned mackerel though now.
She said if anybody bought some mackerel at the store or some kind of fish, started home with it, so they were catching the neighborhood and following them the time they got home.
Be quite a parade, huh? What, when you were a boy, did you call that bone that came out of a chicken that looks like this?
Pulley bone.
And